Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm so excited. We've got a great show for you today. And, of course, Alan Klein is going to be joining us. He is the author of so many amazing books and The Art of Living Joyfully, How to Be Happier Every Day of the Year. Also, I am going to have some of my personal interviews without Chad and Tom. But of course, we're going to be talking with Michael Biltz and Scott Becker, and we'll find out a little bit about both of them. I do want to remind you that I am Kim, and of course, I'm here with Chad from founder of PawWorks. How are you? Bright and early?
Bright and early with my cup of coffee.
There you go. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's well over here. Beautiful Saturday morning again.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, we have a great show for you. I want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, this is our first show, and I'm really excited for you to be here. I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. So when you call in, I would love to have you make sure that you're getting one of those in your email. And of course, all you have to do is call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so many places. And I want to say thank you to all of our callers that call in every single week for years. And I'm telling you, it's just, I can't tell you, even if you're not winning, you will, I promise you. But I want to do a little shout out to Karen, Linda, Jerry, Steve, James, Sugio, Phil, Art, Rose, Matt, Alice, we are acknowledging you. Douglas, Jeannie, Jack, all of you, we thank you so much for calling. And there's so many more, but I just want to make sure, please keep calling. Please keep our show on your morning start and start your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind anybody also to follow us. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and those are all the places that we give away stuff too. So again, share our show with everyone. Also, I want to remind you of our podcast, and our podcast is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's go with the restaurants. Kim, Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Also, Paul Martin, seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry, located in the promenade at Westlake Village. We have Lure Fish House. You can experience their top-tier seafood complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street, Ventura. Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices. They have chicken wraps and fish tacos and a whole lot more. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, quality ingredients ranging from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. There's Pete's Breakfast House. You can have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce. And that's at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura, the Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch, located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And then there's the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. You can visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break, Town Center Drive in Oxnard, and then donuts. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road, Camarillo.
There you go. And what should we give away,
Chad? You know what? Let's do a couple things here. We have Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audience, bringing together the local talents and of amateurs and professionals to share a passion for theater since 1994. And they have an upcoming show beginning July 22nd to August 21st in the midst of all that is good. So we have two tickets for that.
Ooh.
We also have two tickets to Rubio's to give away. So call right now, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008, and give your name, number, and your email, and someone will call you back.
There you go, Chad. You're rocking it. All right. I love it. All right. Let's bring our first guest on, Alan Klein. And of course, Alan, I'm so glad to have you here. I feel like I should be writing these books, and we're so in line with our show, and I'm so excited to talk about the art of living joyfully and how to be happier every day of the year. And, of course, a jollyologist. I love that. Why didn't I think of that, you know? So, anyways, welcome, Alan, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And, you know, with all those great giveaways, I wonder, what did I win?
I know. Huh? Oh, we have lots of callers, and we love to give
you
back.
You won some joy.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Always use that.
There you go. So, okay, a jollytologist, right, is what you call yourself. And what is that, and how did you come up with that title?
Well, I actually have a master's degree in humor. H-U-M-O-R, and in the Greek, there's a Greek word, gelos, G-E-L-O-S, which means laughter, and ology is study of. So I'm really a gelotologist.
Well, I would have think it's like jello. No.
Yeah, right.
There you
so
go.
But that's what people, when I started to use that, people say, you know, are you an expert in jello?
Wow.
And so I changed it to jolly.
There you go.
And it makes a lot more sense.
And Alan, have you always been funny or happy? Or, I mean, is that something that, are you covering anything? Or
I was a pretty serious kid. And my wife had this theory, and I, at least in my case, it's true, that what you don't get in your early years, you get in your later years. So somehow as I, you know, grew up and saw my serious side, and my wife helped me lighten up, we would play a lot together, laugh a lot together, and it started on my career of being the world's only jollytologist.
Wow. How has that helped your life? I mean, you know, I have to tell you, my show, just looking at the brighter side of life, has helped me in so many ways. How has being a jollytologist helped you?
Well, you know, and I'm human, so I get into difficult situations. I'm having a challenge now that I have to deal with. Mm. But then I just stop for a moment, and I realize you're the jollytologist. You're telling other people how to lighten up.
Right.
Do it yourself.
I get that a lot from my children. They're like, Mom, seriously, how would you tell your listeners? And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, thank you. It was funny because even this morning I was driving here, and I'm like, oh, God, we're starting, you know, I'm really late. I'm running. My daughter is like, Mom, they can't start the show without you. I was like, okay,
I'm so glad you brought that up, Ken, because I'm working on a book right now. It's due to be out next March. It's called Secrets Kids Know and Adults Ought to Learn.
Oh, I like it. So now, you know, you're the author of a number of bestsellers and inspirational and motivational quotation books, including The Art of Living Joyfully. How did you get started writing these books?
Well, my first book was The Healing Power of Humor, and I collected tons of quotes on joy, on happiness, on laughter, and I didn't know what to do with them. So I put them all together. Long story short, I found a publisher to publish them. It was not successful.
Oh, okay.
And they stopped publishing them. And then I got a letter. At that time, there were no emails. A letter saying, we've sold your books to, or your book to Random House, a division of Random House. And they started to make them into gift books, you know, with
right.
500 quotes each.
Right.
And they were so successful. The first one was the Change Your Life quote book. They were so successful, they kept asking me, could I do another one? Could I do another one? And then I produced seven of those books for them.
Wow.
And then there's a longer story to that, but maybe we'll get into that in a bit.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Okay, and so why do you believe the power of words can change people's lives? I mean, I know what that feels like, okay, but I'm just asking you that question.
Right. Well, it's look around us. Look at the you tune on the news at night. It's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And it brings us down. And positive words could bring us up. And you know, from people who've read the book, I get such incredible letters. One woman said she found a quote. So it's like, you know, 20 words, 25 words, whatever. Not even what I wrote. It was somebody else wrote it. And she said, it was kind of sad. She said, when I was a teenager, I was violently raped.
Mm.
But I never told anyone for 55 years.
Wow.
And she said, I found a quote in your book about taking back your power. She said, I memorized that quote. I remember it every day. I say it to myself every day. And after 55 years, I've finally been able to get on with my life.
Wow.
The power of words. It's so important. What we say, what we do, what we think. And words are thoughts, are words, and they create our life.
Right. I really have always thought that our thoughts are private prayers, you know? So you got to be really careful what you're thinking about, you
right.
know? Because it's like you're putting it out there to the universe, correct?
Right. Well, I can't tell you now where to look on YouTube, but I just did a TEDx talk.
Oh, good for you.
Which was called Your Thoughts and Intentions Create Your Reality.
Wow.
And it's currently being edited. That's why I can't tell you where to look for it, but it will be up shortly.
Okay.
And basically, it's, you know, I realized looking at my life that my thoughts have created, you know, my writing. That's created, I wanted to march in the Macy Day Parade. I didn't know how to do that. I created my positive thoughts of what I wanted to do. I shared it with everyone I knew, including my thousands of friends on Facebook, and somebody got me into the Macy Day Parade.
No way. Yes. Okay, so TED Talk, was that someone thing on? I don't want to say your bucket list because I want to say there's something else.
No, you got it. You got it. And here's the amazing thing about the power of words.
Yeah.
On January 5th of this year, I put it, one of the things on my bucket list is I wanted to do a TED Talk.
Really?
On January 25th, and I have the email to prove it, I got an unsolicited email asking me if I'd be interested in doing a TEDx talk, which is a smaller version, but that was fine. And on April 23rd is when I did the talk.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. You know what? And I really believe that you have to, if you can't think it, feel it, you know, imagine it, it's not going to happen, right?
Right. And right. share it with others because they'll help
you. Oh, yeah. Well, then that's the scary part. If you share it with others, then guess what? You really put it out there and it's going to happen to you, right?
Yeah, because you're making a commitment.
Yeah.
And the world, and somehow, you know, I believe this, the world hears us.
I believe that, too.
You know, and I live by a quote, and I started this about 2.5 years ago when I started the nonprofit. You always have no, all you can get is yes. Mm-hmm. And that's and that's within ourselves, too. I mean, we always tell ourselves, no, no, you can't do that. So why not just put it out there?
Yeah.
You already think you have the answer.
Don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
That's right. My parents always taught me, you don't ask, you don't get, you know? And it's funny, my husband and I will get in little arguments. I'll be like, we need to get in there. He's like, there's no way. I'm like, really? Like, I don't even like it. Just, I don't even, he goes, oh my God, do you have to? I'm like, can you just pull over? I'll like get out of the car. And he, and his, I'm like, come on, honey, come on. And he's like, are you sure? You know, it's like, I just do it. I don't even think, you know? So anyways, I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and of course, Tom. We're talking with Alan Klein. And we're talking about the art of living joyfully and how to be happier every day of the year. I mean, that's such a big, you know, deal to life happens to all of us. Okay. And right. Like you said, you know, that you're going through a hard time right now. But what do you do when I'm going through a hard time? I just kind of like keep walking through it, trying to find the best and the brightest part of that life. And you know, and then there's times that I just, you get in that funk and how do you get yourself out of it? Each time it's less and less time because we are human and we do have, you know, funks in our lives or things that disappointments. But I think it's important to really learn how to walk through life, correct?
Oh, yeah. And I think one of the things we need to realize is that there really is no inherent meaning in anything. We put that meaning on it. So somebody could be in a traffic jam and they're going, oh, traffic jams, I'm not going to get going where I need to go. I hate traffic jams. The person in the next car might be going, God, I love this traffic jam. I didn't want to go to that meeting anyhow. Now I can have a good excuse.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's it.
Who says they like traffic jams?
No, but you know what? It could be. But, you know, it is. It's all a perspective of life, you know. And there's a lot of times that I'm like, okay, obviously I'm going to be, you know, I'm running late. There's a traffic jam. You know, it's saving me from an accident. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to be up there 10 more minutes ahead. Whatever it is, I just trust that fact of where I am. Alan, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to come back and find out some of your stories and how you've found them and all that stuff.
Great.
You got
I'll
it.
Be here.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead, Chad.
Yep, we have an amazing event coming up on August 13th at Las Posas Country Club. Studio Channel Islands is having their Art a la Mode cocktail reception and gala. Save the date for August 13th. You can check out more details at studiochannelislands.org.
There you go. And that's going to be a great, another great gala. So definitely. All right. Should we do a giveaway really quick as we're heading out?
Yeah. Do we have, let's do Lure Fish House. Ooh. We have two gift certificates for that.
One gift certificate.
Yep. Oh,
I know. Yeah.
Experience our top tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. Call 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, email, and a team member will call you back.
You got it. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. You want to give something else away?
Yeah, you know what? We have a Paul Martin's gift certificate. Seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Give us a call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, email, and a team member will contact you.
There you go. And do we have any tickets to anything that's going on? Let's see.
Yep. Oh, we have Come Support the Ghostly Evening Movie Fundraiser on July 20th. See a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie at Movie Co. Theaters in Thousand Oaks. You can call again, 419-0008.
And give they're going to be on our next show. Yeah.
They are. Give your name, number, and phone or email, and someone will call you back.
There you go. All right. You rocked it, Chad. Thank you very much. We're talking with Alan Klein right now, and of course, we're talking about one of his books. Alan, how many books do you have?
25.
Oh my gosh. Do you just sit around and laugh and write books or what? Gosh, I know I have a few of them. I'd love you to send me them. I think they fill my day and they make me happy, obviously, because that's what you're doing. Okay. But are these little stories that you found or, you know, little sayings that you found from other people?
Well, I often, like for the next book, Secrets Kids Know, I interviewed people that I know have children, and I asked them, you know, do you have any precious story, one story that stands out with your child? And I get great stories. I have one I'd like to share with you and your listeners.
Please.
About my daughter, Sarah.
Okay.
When I was writing my first book, The Healing Power of Humor, I was under a deadline, and I would write, and she was a young teenager, and she would interrupt me, like, you know, every 10 minutes. And I finally couldn't take it anymore, so I closed my office door. I put a sign on to her saying, do not disturb unless it's an emergency. So about 10 minutes after I put the sign on the door, there's a knock on the door from Sarah. And, of course, I am furious now. I told her not to disturb me. And I'm yelling, you know, Sarah, why? You know, is this an emergency? What happened? And she said, yeah, it's an emergency. I said, what's the matter? And she said, I need to tell you I love you.
Oh, isn't that the best?
I just melted, of course. And I also realized I'm writing a book about humor, and here I'm getting very upset and not using any.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And those are things that we forget, you know, because we're so in the moment and we're trying to get things done.
Right.
And then we have to just go, oh, my God, this is the moment. This is the precious time right here.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. And now, what is Captain Kangaroo?
Well, Captain Kangaroo, for you younger folks.
Remember that, but I'm saying you used to be the scenic designer for?
I used to be the designer.
Wow.
I designed the house, you know, that he supposedly lived in. I did all the inventions that Bunny Rabbit used to trick.
I never knew
green
that,
beans,
Alan.
Stuff like that. It was great fun. It helped me grow down. It helped me be a child again because I had to think like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the workshops I do now, I use a lot of props because I think it's instant.
So do you do workshops?
I do keynote speeches, workshops, and along with my writing, yes.
And where do you live?
I live in San Francisco, but
okay.
I've spoken in 48 out of the 50 states. And,
wow.
Traveled to do those, even in spoken in Europe, Israel, and places like that.
Wow. Did you think about it before you got there? Just think about it, right? Okay. I love
it. Right.
So let me ask you, can you give us some of your great examples of how the quotations in your book have changed people's lives?
Well, I told you one. Another was a young teenager. She said her dad died recently, and she was actually thinking of committing suicide. Mm. She was so depressed. And she said her dad gave her one of the quote books for her birthday. It's not something she wanted. She never opened it. She just put it down. And then one day she picked it up, and she said she opened to a quote about, I can't remember exactly, but about the stars and about joy. And she felt like her dad was telling this to her to get on with her life, to enjoy her life in spite of the fact he wasn't there.
Right.
And she said she put his picture in it. And every night before she goes to bed, she opens it and she reads that quote. And she said it helped her get on with her life.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Alan Klein right now. We're talking about the art of living joyfully and how to be happier every day of the year. You know, I'm just going to kind of put it out to all of us right now is when you start your day, you know, I mean, I remember maybe waking up going, ugh, another day, you know? And I don't do that anymore because I start my day with a grateful list, and I start it with being gratitude for all the things that I have in my life and how far I've come. But how do you start your day, Chad?
I just take it moment by moment, and I take the punches, I take the good, I take the bad. I have a calendar and I live by my calendar. So I look at it in the morning, I see what I have to do, I see how much time I have, and I know I have to get my coffee because that makes me happy. And I know I have to take my son to school or camp, so that's a responsibility. So I look at everything just one thing at a time, and I don't overburden myself, because it's very easy in this life to, you know, think of the next thing. And I just live in the moment because I have to, because dealing with animals' lives all the time, you know, you just live in the moment. You live with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's how I wake up every day.
That's good.
That is great. You know, that is what kids do.
Yeah.
You know, my next book, I talk about being in the moment because kids are in the moment.
Right. They don't think about, well, when I'm 12, although I do love that one song, and it's funny because I think my mom just passed away, and I think of that song, you know, when I'm 6 and then when I'm 70,
yeah.
That song, right? And, right. You know, it is, because all of a sudden, I remember my parents always said, when you get older, it's going to fly by, and life flies by. And
yes.
So, you know, it's almost like, gosh, wait a minute. I just want to be in the moment. I just want to, you know, I love having my coffee in the morning. I'm one of those, okay? My husband and I have our coffee together. We kind of start our day. I'll read a positive book, and we just kind of start that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what you said about gratitude, I think gratitude is so important. And the more that I am grateful for things, the more things come into my life for which to be grateful.
Mm.
So I am always finding money on the street. When I walk my dog, nearly
I need to walk with you.
I know. My husband must be walking in front of you. Oh, I love it.
32 cents on the street yesterday in 3 different places.
Yeah, that's funny. We were at a party one time, and I don't know what, but he dropped a $100 bill, and people were like, can you invite your husband? I'm like, why? And they were like, he's dropping. I'm like, no way, you know? So, but
well, actually, last year, I found a $100 bill on the street.
Oh, my God. You
I know,
are
it's
lucky.
Amazing. The abundance, and to be grateful for that. And I also have a great gratitude journal.
Oh,
so
I love
everything
that.
I'm grateful for, I put down in that.
Right.
And I also start the day with an intention.
Mm.
Like, no matter what's going to happen today, I tell myself, I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to be joyful.
Wow. What was your intention for today?
It's so important, because that's what you're creating for yourself.
Yeah. Alan, what was your intention for today, just to share with our listeners?
My intention was to put aside the thing, this is relating to publishing.
Okay.
Put aside that for today. Have a great show with you. Have an eye doctor appointment later, that everything is going to be fine with my eyes when I go there. That was some of my intention.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So more of an intention instead of, do you set goals?
Sometimes. Yeah, not the. It's more short-term goals.
Okay.
I don't have, like, in 5 years,
Yeah.
My goals is like my bucket list. I wanted to do a TED Talk. So that's my goals like that.
Wow.
Other thing, and I think your listeners can really use this, is have some kind of affirmation or quotation that you see in front of you that you say to yourself all the time. So mine is, the world treats me as royalty wherever I go.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Wow.
And it works.
Yeah. We kind of do that. Yeah. I love it. Alan, oh my God, always a pleasure to talk with you. And leave us, I mean, that right there, the world treats me as royalty wherever I go. Leave us with one last tip.
Oh, have something that you instantly look at and brings you joy. I have a picture of my daughter with a pie in her face.
Oh, God.
She wanted that when she was younger, and I look at that, and I just smile.
Wow, I love it. And you know what? And enjoy those times with everybody. Where do we find your book, Alan?
Oh, on my website, alanklein.com, alenklein.com, or Amazon, put my name in. You'll see all the books.
Alan, will you send me the rest of your books? I want to keep having you back. I just have so much fun with you.
Sure. sure, particularly the next ones.
There,
kids know.
There you go. I love it. All right. And, of course, we can learn so much from our kids, I have to tell you. Anybody that thinks, you remember a long time ago it used to be kids are seen and not heard? Not so much. You can learn so much from them. Alan Klein, thank you so much. And, of course, the book that we're talking about right now is The Art of Living Joyfully, How to Be Happier Every Day of Your Life. I forgot to talk about in our morning of our motivation, imagine with all your mind, believe with all your heart, achieve with all your might. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful
morning. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show, In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome to the brighter side.
I know. That is the brighter side. Tom, you make me laugh. I love it. All right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. The next couple interviews are interviews that I did without you, Chad. But I do want to share everybody with them. And, of course, Scott Becker is the Senior VP for Nissen Foundation. We're going to talk about their what they've got going on. And pretty amazing stuff. So I hope that you stay with us all the way through our next show. And then, of course, we're here till 8 o'clock. Then we're going to be talking with Michael Biltz, and he is the managing director of Accenture Technology Vision. And, of course, they're going to find out about the theme of this year's report is People First and how businesses apply key innovations and technology. We can find out how are we staying safe. There's so many things that we could do and how it changes so fast. So and again, I know we want to do a quick giveaway.
Yeah, let's do two last giveaways. We have Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And Bring Your Honey Some Sugar.
Ooh, there you go.
We'll have a dozen rolling pin donuts. So give us a call, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and a team member will call you back.
You're going to start saying it in your sleep. I know. I do it. My husband's like, what are you giving away now? You know? Anyways, all right. Stay with us. And, of course, I remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got another great show. And I'm so glad that you're here. And, of course, I thank you so much for being a support of the Kim Pagano Show. Vote for us. You guys, there's a big voting thing going on right now at VC Reporter. We'd love to have your vote for that, too. Stay with us. Let's bring on Scott Becker right now.
Talking about building better communities and how you can help break down social barriers. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Scott Becker is president of Nissan Foundation and senior vice president of administration, Nissan North America. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Scott, are you there?
I am. Thanks very much for having me, Kim.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about. And I know that you've got some grants and to nonprofits in Southern California.
Yeah, very, very excited to be here to talk a little bit about some of the work the Nissan Foundation is doing. I'm an executive with Nissan North America, but also serve as president of the Nissan Foundation. As you may know, we have some pretty deep roots in Southern California. In 1992, we created the Nissan Foundation actually as a response after a lot of what occurred after the Rodney King trial, with the purpose of trying to promote greater understanding and respect among people of different cultures and to celebrate the diverse cultural heritage that we have here in the U.S. So for the past 24 years, we've been supporting nonprofits across the United States. Over 100 nonprofits have received grants from us, and we've given out over the years $9.3 million. I'm particularly excited today to talk about our 2016 grants. $700,000 is being given out to 27 nonprofits, and we're very excited that five of those nonprofits, in fact, are in Southern California.
Oh, great. Okay, can you tell us where they are, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely. So the five nonprofits receiving grants are the Autry National Center of the American West is getting $15,000.
Okay.
This is the 12th year that we've supported them. They have a program, the Voices of Native America, a theater program, and their American Indian Arts Marketplace. And over the years, we've given them a total of $165,000. They're doing some really great work to create a greater level of understanding of the Native American culture. Secondly, we're very excited about a new recipient that we have not supported in the past, the Connected Cultures Mobile Museum, which has a great idea, which is to bring a mobile curriculum to different schools in the LA area to enhance their overall education experience, to provide more of an immersive experience when it comes to understanding different cultures. So they'll be getting $10,000 from us. For the 12th year, we'll be supporting the Japanese American National Museum. We're giving $15,000 this year, and to date, over 12 years, we've given $180,500, supporting their school visits program, which provides admission fee and transportation and development of materials as well to teach, once again, about cultural enhancement and exchange. The LA Opera, which we've supported for 10 years, is getting $10,000 for their Voices for Tolerance program, as well as the San Diego Children's Museum is getting $20,000. Their Escondido Route series showcases diverse cultures as well. And this is the fourth year supporting the San Diego Children's Museum.
Wow, good for you guys. You know, why is it so important to be involved and in give back to your community?
We feel very strongly that in the communities where we live and work, we want to be part of the community. We want to enhance the lives of people in the community. We like, obviously, to be involved in places where we have employees or business partners. But in addition, we think it's really critically important to promote diversity and inclusion in a world where there's a lot of conversation around these topics. We think it's important to be a voice in that conversation. We are, in fact, among the major automakers in the U.S. We have the most diverse customer base as well. 38% of our customers are ethnically diverse, and we want to continue that ongoing engagement and conversation with our customers.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. How do you pick or select to receive grants? How do you select the nonprofits?
Yeah, thank you very much, Kim. The approach we have is we have an annual cycle where any nonprofit that's interested in getting support from us can go to our website. It's at NissanUSA.com, and there's a specific page for the Nissan Foundation where nonprofits can apply. We have an internal vetting process. We also visit each of the applicants and engage with them personally to understand what they're trying to do, and through that process, we then determine how the money will be allocated.
Wow, I love it. And now, how can nonprofits in our area apply for this? Do they just go to that? I mean, is there a chance that other, you know, foundations can be involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we take a very careful look at all of the proposals that we receive. So anyone that goes to that site can get information about how the process works and can fill out an application, and we reach out to everyone to understand what they're doing in the community. There obviously are many, many needs, and often there isn't enough to support every organization, but we try to support as many as we possibly can, and we like to do as much as we can in the communities to promote all the work they're doing. Certainly hope your listeners have an opportunity to engage with some of the great organizations that we're supporting in Southern California.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here. And of course, we're talking with Scott Becker, president of Nissan Foundation and senior vice president administration of Nissan North America. Let me ask you a question. How did your company really, how was it founded? You could tell us a little bit of your background.
Sure. Well, I mean, Nissan's been doing business in the United States for many years. We used to be based in Southern California. We're currently based in Nashville, Tennessee, but still have a very deep footprint in California with sales and distribution and training in the Southern California area. Our foundation is an arm of the business that's been around for 24 years, and we're extremely proud of the work that it's been doing in communities. We're hoping to continue to grow the influence and impact we can have in various communities.
Wow, that's great. And how many employees do you service? You service all over the place, correct, obviously?
We have about 22,000 employees in the United States currently.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And many, many other partners as well. We work very closely with a lot of the suppliers, and we have a large network of dealers throughout the country as well. So we like to work very closely with suppliers and dealers and employees where we can all partner together to help support nonprofits.
We're talking about giving back to the community, but I want to know, okay, so what's your top car right now so that we can share that with everybody? I love Nissans.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we recently launched a new version of our Murano and our Maxima, our really beautiful vehicles. We're also selling a lot of a vehicle called the Rogue as well. People these days look for crossovers that have a lot of great utility, great fuel economy and safety, and the Rogue is a top-selling car for us that is doing very well, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
I mean, it's always like a win-win, and that's how I look at it. We're doing great business, and we're giving back, and so, again, I do want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. NissanUS.com, correct, is more information for our listeners and any nonprofits that are in our area that can apply for a grant for Nissan Foundation. Can you leave us with one thought of all the foundations that you've worked with? What's the one thing that always comes back to you?
I think what comes back to me personally and to other members of the board, foundation board, is anything that's impacting children. We have a number of programs where children are having an opportunity to get a new experience, whether it's a cultural experience, a music experience, and the kind of impact that can have on young people's lives is something that really means a lot to us.
Wow, I love that. Scott Becker, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to talking with you again and having you back on. And again, I do just want to give out that website again, NissanUS.com. Look them up and see how we could make a difference, all of us. And again, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you kindly, Kim. Thanks
very
much.
You got it. You have a really great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Embark on a fruitful musical adventure of epic proportions when Rubicon Theater presents this summer's youth production of James and the Giant Peach Jr., a delightful musical adaptation of Roald Dahl's book about a boy, his insect friends, and their journey across the ocean on a giant piece of fruit. Music and lyrics by Tony-nominated songwriters and directed and choreographed by Caroline Morano. Musical direction by Miriam Erachia. This musical includes puppets, a cast of 24 school students ranging in age from 8 to 15. It runs for 6 performances through July 10th. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And, of course, you never know what we're going to talk about. And today joining us is Michael Biltz, and we are going to be talking about Accenture, and it's the leading company in technology, vision, R&G group, and enterprises, annual vision process. And, of course, Michael is their managing director, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what this year reveals for Accenture Technology Vision Report. We're going to find out a little bit about that, and hopefully we'll learn some business innovations that we can possibly apply to some of our businesses out there. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And Michael, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, and how long have you been with Accenture?
Yeah, so I've been with Accenture for 18 years now, so quite a long time. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit, what is Accenture and how? Why are they leading in this company's technology?
Sure. So Accenture is a global services firm. So we provide strategy, technology consulting, and outsourcing. You know, and I think what really differentiates Accenture from everybody else, you know, is the breadth of what we do. You know, we're about, I think, almost 400,000 people. You know, we work in almost every single industry, you know, in over 100 different countries around the world, you know, with really this idea and this focus that says that we believe that a big part of a company's success is how they can utilize technology to change, you know, how to use it to grow their business, make themselves more efficient, you know, and basically differentiate themselves from their competitors.
Okay, that's great. And so I know that you guys have done this study or survey, right, with more than 3,100 businesses and IT executives worldwide. What was the findings?
Well, I think that we'll start with the overarching, you know, I'm going to say driving force behind all of this. And it's really that piece that we see happening is that it's no longer just technology companies that are really driving innovation in the marketplace. More and more we're seeing that every company, and think, you know, the Procter and Gambles and the General Electrics or even the Caterpillars of the world, is that they're all becoming tech companies too. And they're starting to do really new and interesting things with that technology. You know, you take somebody like Caterpillar, you know, and you imagine, you know, backhoes and cranes and large industrial equipment, and what you see is that, well, they're not only a manufacturer, they're actually becoming a tech company. You know, they have mobility embedded into all of their pieces of equipment. They're using things like automated driving in order to make, you know, mining operations safer. You know, they're getting into precision agriculture and sensors and things like that. And this is going to become the push for a new era where we're going to start to see change, you know, being driven not just by a subset of tech companies, the Googles and the Facebooks, but really every company is going to start driving these things.
Wow, I like it. You make it sound really interesting. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Michael Biltz, and we are talking about getting your technology on really in any business. And so what are the 5 technology trends revealed in this year's Accenture Technology Vision Report?
Yeah, let me start with the first one, and I think the one that's probably going to be the most impactful, I'm going to say, across the board, and that's really this concept of intelligent automation.
Okay.
So what we really see right now is that as all of these companies are starting to become more technologically advanced themselves, is that they're starting to incorporate it into every aspect of their business, and then therefore kind of every aspect of our lives. And it's changing how we're doing things. So let me give you an example. So you take the education system, and you look at universities like Arizona State, and what they're doing is that they're trying to figure out how they can use bots, artificial intelligence, in order to be able to teach their students differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you imagine, you know, how you probably went to school, you know, is that you've got your big lecture halls with the students up front, you know, eager to listen to the professors, and the slackers back, you know, in the back, you know, sliding in just before class starts, is that those types of experiences may actually be going away. Right. You know, is that you suddenly have, you know, instances where even if you're on campus, is that you may be learning your math courses like through Arizona State, right, you know, through a computer screen or okay, sitting around a table with your friends, you know, all getting a personalized, customized, you know, learning experience that tailors the curriculum to how you learn best.
I love that. I love that. So everything's tailored, and I think it's gotten a personal touch to it too, correct?
Oh, that's exactly right, is that it knows when you're good at things, and so it'll move faster. It'll know when you're, you know, when you're having trouble, to slow down, you know, and also gives you the ability to tailor it to how you learn best. And maybe that's through doing workbooks and problems, or maybe that's through lectures, you know, but suddenly instead of a one-size-fits-all education model, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, how I can teach people better and faster, you know, by tailoring it to an individual needs.
I love it. I love it. Now, what does the report theme "People First" mean?
Yeah, so this is one of the really, you know, the interesting things that we see happening. So, we did a study, and one of the things that came out of this, you know, was that first off, 87% or so of executives believe that they are going to be significantly disrupted by technology in the next 5 years. But when you look at the follow-up question, only about 7% believe that they have the strategy, plan, and roadmap in place to actually account for it. And so where we find ourselves is this interesting issue of, you know, a lot of businesses are in this digital culture shock. You know, so it's not about the technology not being there for them to do it. You know, rather, it's more about them having to focus and change how they deal with technology, the culture of people using technology in order to drive their jobs and to create their next generations of products and services that really becomes the next roadblock that people are looking to change. And so when you end up looking at who's leading the market, you know, the GEs of the world, what you find is that once you start to peel back, you know, behind the technology stuff that they're announcing, you know, what you see is a very concerted effort in order for them to reshape their culture, how they change their people, you know, to not only take on these new technology roles that are being created, but rather look at technology as the method that they're going to be using in order to change their products, their services, how they work, you know, and even change how their customers work and live.
Wow, I really like that, and you do such a great job explaining that. What is different about this year's report? I mean, how should businesses use this report?
Well, I think what's really different about this report from a lot of the other things that you see out there is that it's definitely very forward-looking. But at the same time, we try to really walk that line between knowing that these are new technologies and these are new things out there that not everybody and practically not most people are doing yet, but we want to make it practical. You know, so we have very, very specific, dedicated, you know, 100-day and 365-day plans that say, this is how you get started. Here are the types of things you need to do in order to realistically think that you're going to be looking at, and whether it's, you know, artificial intelligence or whether it's platforms, you know, to understand how they're going to affect your business or what new opportunities they're going to give you.
Wow, that's great. Okay. And tell me more about Accenture as a company and the history of the tech vision.
So, I mean, I think that, right, you know, Accenture as a company has been around for, you know, a large number of years. And I think, like everybody else, you know, what we've seen over the last, I'm going to say, 15 years is this laser focus intensity on digital technology. You know, it's just moving and changing so fast. And it's not to say that, you know, businesses aren't affected by politics and economics and all of the other social things that are happening, you know, in this day and age. But more and more, we see that what's changing the fastest and what's really giving companies new capabilities they've never had before is this advancing technology, you know, and specifically, you know, IT.
Right.
And what we end up doing from a vision perspective is that, you know, we've been doing this, I'm going to say, informally, internally for the last 15 years as a way for us to just define our own research agenda. our own investments. Mm-hmm. And then as of about 8 years ago, we really stopped just doing it as a way to guide ourselves, and we started using it as a tool to start talking to our clients. Because what we realized is that all of the things that were affecting us were the same topics that we really needed to start talking about for the Procter & Gamble's, and the Lowe's and the Home Depot's of the world, so that they know what's coming, and can realistically start to prepare for it.
Okay, great. And Michael, leave us with two tips to the brighter side of technology, something that's going to really help people from these reports.
Sure. So the two tips of things that people, and maybe the ones I'm going to say that they wouldn't expect coming out of a technology report, is that tip number one is that your workforce needs to be as agile as your technology. It may sound simple, but what we're seeing is that every technology change is going to force your people to change. Every new generation, the millennials are coming up fast, is going to force you to have not only a different customer, but a different worker. And all of these things is going to be constant. And so the idea that you're going to have a static organization or a static set of skills is gone. And so anything you can do to start to invest in how you're going to be constantly evolving and changing your people mm-hmm. is going to get you really far ahead.
Wow, I love
then,
it. Okay.
And then I'll go one more tip, because I think this is a good one too, is that more and more is you have to focus on digital trust. Because everything that we're doing, we're talking about asking people to go in very unusual directions and new things. And so it's not just the tech side of it, it's you actually build the trust in order to take people into new areas. You look at somebody like a Tesla that they just released a number of months ago, automated driving features. But you're not only asking them to trust you to build a new car now you're asking that your customers to trust you to secure it so nobody can hack it and break into it, because that's life-threatening.
Right.
And you're also asking them, to trust you that says as you're doing new things that you're going to make ethical decisions with how you're going to use that technology. If your robot's driving your car and it gets into an accident, how does it choose who to hit? These are really hard questions, but it's something that companies are going to really have to start to grapple with, because, if they get them wrong, there's going to be a backlash.
Michael, pleasure talking with you. Michael Bill, how do we find out more information about all this?
So you can go to Accenture.com, which is www.accenture.com, or you can Google Accenture Technology Vision.
You make it so animated. I love it.
It's a fun time to be in. Technology is going to make our lives really exciting.
There you go. All right. Again, I look forward to talking with you again, and thank you so much for bringing us all this great information and of course, Accenture Technology Vision.
Okay, guys, and thank you so much for joining us here today. Of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but a balance, order, rhythm, and harmony. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. Chad, Tom, and all my listeners out there, you have a really great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you later.